special guest, the voice of the Pitt Panthers, Hall of Famer, Billy Hilly, Bill Hillgrove. Good morning, Bill. I got to put him through, I think. I'll do it again. Good morning, Bill. Sorry about that. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. How about you guys?
We're fantastic.
Awesome, Park. Right. Ready to roll.
Hey, football season's here.
Bill, 86 years. It's been since Pitt played Duquesne. Are you excited about this matchup? I believe that you're a Duquesne graduate. Who are you?
I remember that game, by the way.
Oh, do you?
I tell people, I've been with Pitt so long. My kids grew up there. I've become part of the family. You know, it's not a difficult thing. I'll root for the alma mater, but probably not in this game.
Yeah, 86 years is a long time. But I kind of joked with Pat Narduzzi last night at his coach's show that not many teams are preparing for their opener with their opponent less than a mile away. It is an interesting dynamic, although the transfer portal changes things. But what can you say about the Dukes? Coach Jerry Schmidt, obviously there for 21 years, has done a fine job with them. They're reigning. They tied for the conference championship last year in the NEC.
But a program on the rise, a program, and this is something the Panthers have to pay attention to, that every one of their offensive line starters is a senior. And, they're experienced. They've got transfers, a lot of new people, like a lot of teams do. But, Jerry's done a fantastic job there. And, I could tell by Pat Narduzzi's comments at his news conference on Monday that, he really has high regard for Jerry. And, I guess Jerry's been to Pitt practices, and, that's going to add another element to this game on Saturday. But I think everybody's looking forward to it. Let's face it, the last time they played, they were both powers. Duquesne was a power, had just been to the Orange Bowl, and, but those things have changed over the years, and unfortunately the Catholic schools have gotten away from football for many, many reasons, many of them economic, but, I think this is a good game for the fans.
Well, and Bill, I mean, Pitt's going to have revenge on their mind. I mean, 86 years ago, they took a tough L, 21-13 to them Dukes.
Pat Narduzzi went to show the film, but it broke.
That would have been black and white.
Yep.
I mean, projector, leather maybe? Helmets. Yeah. How many forward passes do we think were thrown in that game?
I doubt many. There were many because, it was single wing. Everything was single wing back in those days.
We got a text last night from our friend Dr. Rick Gratisek, said, factoid, it's a revenge game for me. In the 1939 loss, his dad, Rudy, I believe his first name was a starting offensive guard for Pitt in that game. So there is revenge amongst the Pitt faithful on the mind.
Yeah, how big would a starting guard have been back then? 200 pounds?
200.
Maybe?
Soaking wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd have been a giant for sure. That's how much the game has changed. But, I think it's a good game for the fans. It's a good game for Duquesne, obviously, because, they're going to take on, Florida State? They've already done that. They've kind of upgraded their schedule, but, they'll be a power in the Northeast Conference, and I think it'll be a fun year for them, as it will be for the Panthers. The Panthers are improved. There's no question. Now they got to keep some people healthy, including the QB, but, I think earlier this week, Cade Bell talked about the team has adjusted well to what he wants in tempo. And, that's always a tough thing for new players in a new system, is adjusting to trying to snap the ball every 12 seconds. So I think it's all going to be fun to watch.
How many years is this going to mark in the booth for you, Bill?
I've lost track. I think 57.
Man.
No, that's football. That's basketball. I get them confused. I have too many first downs in a basketball game. But
Bill.
No. I think it's 51 or 52. that's for historians to worry about. I worry about the next snap, and I think that tunnel vision has served me well.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing you again, Bill, and we appreciate you jumping on. We'd love to do it every week here.
Yeah, I look forward to it, gentlemen, and may the best team win.
We'll see you on Saturday, partner.
All right.
Thanks, Bill.
The great Bill Hillgrove. Thank you.